pessimistic, and fearful. Its values emerging to improve the self-perception of slaves. I don't see the point of this. He associated slave morality with the Jewish and Christian traditions as it is born out of the resentment of slaves. Nietzsche argued that the idea of equality allowed slaves to overcome their own conditions without despising themselves. By denying the inherent inequality of people and success, it really makes no sense. Slaves acquired a method of escape, namely
Nietzsche,
by generating new
in
values.
Simpler terms for me. Come on now.
It was used to overcome the slave's sense of inferiority before their better-off masters. It does so by making out slave weakness. For example, to be a matter of choice, but really
I'm
make
out
as
with
weakness.
A slave. Jeez.
That's what you get. Nietzsche, what are you talking about? Making out with a slave? Come on.
Oh, man. That's what Thomas Jefferson did, apparently. He's banging his slaves and had a bunch of kids, like 17 billion of them.
Gosh darn it. Why does he do that?
Thomas, stop eating mac and cheese. Alright, why are we not online?
Is that what Benjamin Franklin told him?
Yeah, then they banged. I'm serious. John Adams and Benjamin Franklin like slept in the same bed one night.
What?
What's that all about?
I didn't hear about that. What's that all about?
I was doing some research for writing a play for school and I found out they're all gay. Surprise, surprise. And he ate a lot of mac and cheese and ice cream. And grew opium. And probably smoked it. That's my Thomas Jefferson research, Madam President.
Madam President.
I've been requested by the Obama administration to do research, deep research.
John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, both gay. Thomas Jefferson, banging slaves and smoking opium. Yeah.
Thought that might be useful information. Apparently, they burned the Library of Congress in 1812 for no reason, like during the War of 1812. Weird. A bunch of historical documents, and they burned it. In war? I don't know why. But whatever. Not my problem. Yo, Magooku. It's going
Nietzsche
good.
Nietzsche claimed that the Christian faith as practiced was not a proper representation of Jesus' teachings. Yeah, I guess you know better, retard. That's it for us.
You know
wow.
better than all the church fathers and all the...
Yeah, I bet you know better. I bet you know. I bet you got it
saints.
Right.
Yeah, out of everybody.
I bet you got it right. The man with syphilis, who's probably gay. I bet you got it.
Mm-hmm.
As it forced people merely to believe in the way of Jesus, but not to act as Jesus did. This was, I believe my mom said that. In particular, his example of refusing to judge people, something that Christians constantly did. He condemned, that's not the Christian faith. What are you talking about? Are you talking about specific Christians or Christianity? This is retarded. This is like my father-in-law.
Actually, Christians aren't perfect, so like Christianity sucks.
My father-in-law, whenever the topic of Catholicism comes up, he's obviously a good guy, but whenever Catholicism comes up, he starts talking about how bad specific clergy members have been, and whatever your views of that, the doctrine is what matters. I don't really care about the actual physical manifestation of it. If it all exploded, it would still make sense. He condemned institutionalized Christianity for emphasizing a morality of pity, which assumes an inherent illness in society. This is okay. Christianity is called a religion of pity. Pity stands opposed to the tonic emotions which heighten our vitality. It has a depressing effect. We are deprived of strength when we feel pity. What does he base this on? Where does he get pity?
We're talking about Nietzsche. Nietzsche.
Nietzsche,
as
Nietzsche
a wise, silent, strong type would put it.
That loss of strength in which suffering as such inflicts on life is still further increased and multiplied in pity. Pity makes suffering contagious. I don't know what is he talking about.
Something about how he needs to kill all anti-Semites?
Yeah, in Ecce Homo, Nietzsche called the establishment of moral systems based on a dichotomy of
That's
good
so
and evil.
That's so funny, man.
Behold
a homo!
Wished to initiate a reevaluation of the values of the Christian world. He indicated his desire to bring about a new, more naturalistic source of value in the vital impulses of life itself. While Nietzsche attacked the principles of Judaism, he was not anti-Semitic. He explicitly condemned anti-Semitism and pointed out that his attack on Judaism was not an attack on contemporary Jewish people, but specifically an attack upon the ancient Jewish priesthood, who he claimed anti-Semitic Christians paradoxically based their views upon. This is retarded and gay. Nietzsche felt that modern anti-Semitism was despicable and contrary to European ideals. I wonder who told him about
this. Well, yeah, this is a guy supposed to be just a nihilist atheist, and he's talking about how anti-Semitism is the worst thing that ever happened to the world. Strange. Yeah, he had a book called Ecce Homo and a book called The Gay Science. So I think we know what the deal is with him.
Its cause, in his opinion, was the growth in European nationalism and the endemic jealousy and hatred of Jewish success. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they hate them because they're so successful. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, jealous. Dude, I want to be Jewish so bad. I'm going to kill all Jews. I'm going to masturbate them to death and gas them, and I'm going to kill them, dude.
Uh-huh. I'm going to put them on the roller coaster that dumps them in a furnace. And I'm put them in a cage with a bear and a lion at the same time.
I'm gonna have my dogs rape them in front of me. That's so jealous I am.
I'm gonna take them to the concentration camp movie theater.
What if we kissed at the concentration camp movie theater?
Yeah, what if we let out a big wet one? In the concentration
camp movie theater. What if we tub girl at the concentration camp movie theater?
Oh, I gotta write that down. What if we tub girl
at the concentration
movie theater? Oh gosh, that hurts, man. Your representative, President Ronald McDonald. I was thinking names that are like sound like president names but are not. And Ronald McDonald is surprisingly
good. The Jews should be thanked for helping to hold a respect for the philosophies of ancient Greece and for giving rise to the noblest human being, Christ, the purest philosopher, Baruch Spinoza, in the mightiest book and the most effective moral code in the world. This guy's retarded.
I was watching a lecture on astrotheology, pretty gay, but someone was cool. What is that? Isn't astrology already sort of theology? I was looking into alchemy and astrology, and they're both pretty strange and not really specific about anything about the way people used to do it, especially alchemy.
Eternal return is a hypothetical concept that posits that the universe has been recurring and will continue to recur. This is Azrael Dreamer from Undertale. This is also the Demiurge, also known as Satan. Thing that sort of like the physics concept of, the universe is infinite, so infinity means all possibilities will eventually happen, which is wrong, by the way. So that means the universe is bound to repeat itself forever, infinitely, in every single possible way. And what happens here has no meaning, because if it happens a certain way here, it's going to happen a different way somewhere else, so it's meaningless. That's what that means. And guess where it came from? The gay science. So you can base your opinion of
called The Gay Science. I couldn't have thought of a better title myself, Mr. Nietzsche!
It's meant, Nietzsche is meaning to, like, demotivate and frustrate people who think their actions matter. Your life is just gonna happen the same way forever and forever and ever. Nothing you can change it.
Yeah, I hear about that a lot. I thought it was an Eastern thing, like reincarnation, forever world cycle. You're trapped in the material world forever. That's really hellish. like some quotes from Psalms about God being a sun and a shield. That's obviously metaphorical. This dude made a link between the sun and the magnetic field around Earth that protects us. Yeah, I don't know about space stuff. It doesn't usually interest me. Yo, Swam, Dan, Chunky, all the crews here. I know astrology is explicitly condemned by the church, but up until a certain point, it seemed that they were like Thomas Aquinas was doing alchemy stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just science. They're just like figuring out how elements work. Nobody will tell me what it actually consists of doing. You know, besides Skyrim potions, making health potions, some grass and a giant's foot and toe cheese. Doing good though. Full carnivore, doing super good. I got really stable energy. I'm waking up at 6 every day.
That's really good.
Reading again. I got perhaps a meeting as a gift, actually, which I'm glad that I have this, because this was useful in figuring out the story things, and probably will be useful in other stuff too.
Athanasius, Saint Athanasius, that was... Let me see here. Has Jesus always existed, or was he created at his human birth? If he always existed, is there any mention of him in the Old Testament? Mention of his birth is clear in the scriptures. What about prior to his birth?
As far as I know, there are references in the Old Testament to, like, the Trinity and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just in Genesis, there's a plural... like a plural pronoun for God.
There's probably some sort of link between the Bible's teachings and other sciences. I'm pretty sure some Jewish king said something about that. Well, I mean, yeah, the church is sort of mind-boggling now, considering like how much hostility is between the two. But the church and science, like, the church started science. Like, they funded universities and all that. So they used to run in tandem. Because there's not really a point in pursuing science. Unless you have a metaphysical background as a motivation. I want to read more, but I won't. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I think would be... worth reading.
Not made.
So slow. Gotten not
made. Testament. The New Testament is hidden in the Old, and the Old is revealed in the New. Okay.
Reading is fun until you do it. I really think being forced to read just crap and garbage throughout school made me have a negative association with it that I'll have to undo. And I think that goes for a lot of people.
Catcher in the Rye.
I never read that, but I'd have no idea. Like, when I actually looked at what it was yesterday, I have no idea why it's in school. I read the synopsis. It's a guy. It's a kid, 16 years old, flailing out of school. He goes to New York by himself and tries to bang and get alcohol. And he does that for 2 days, and that's the whole book. And, like, some teacher tries to, like, get gay with him. And oh my gosh, man. But it's that crap. Like, nothing happens, or it's extremely politicized. I can't tell you how many books I read about a black girl who was a slave, but she learned how to read and, like, broke herself free. Oh, that's crazy.
Like, yeah, she learned how to read and invented the iPhone.
Yeah, shoot, that would be
something like that.
But I think, like, there's an utter lack of archetypal, because they hate it. Postmodernism prescribes that there are no meta-narratives, and that doesn't just mean philosophy, it means actual stories.
Yeah.
You can't use, you know, the classic stories that everyone loves, so they don't incorporate it. So it's all modern things, which means it either has to be political or just crap, garbage.
And you got a publisher here. Little Brown and Company. That's the one that published Catcher in the Rye. I'll write a book and try to publish it. It'll be about a black slave girl who is a teenager and has body image issues and depressed and borderline. Then she escapes slavery by building a space rocket and shooting herself into space.
That's really awesome. Wow. But apparently J.D. Salinger was a part of Operation Paperclip.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Doesn't he have Nazi ties?
Isn't he Jewish?
Like Arnold S. He looks Jewish, certainly. His name is Jerome David.
This guy lived for like 101 years.
Whoa, no, 91.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, 91.
Yeah, I can't.
Oh, he died like 10 years ago.
Yeah. What were his other books exactly? His father's soul, Salinger, traded in kosher cheese. That's great. Jerome.
Didn't you have to read a book about a Mexican person? Mexican boy?
Oh, yeah. It was about a retarded. Basically, a Mexican guy, like, illegally crossing the border and trying to live in America. And you're supposed to be, like, sympathetic to it. But the mother is retarded. Like, she legally goes to America and, like, gets pregnant. She was banging, and the guy she was banging left. Just a bunch of retarded.
Well.
You went to Uranus College?
Well, nice.
Private liberal arts college in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. All of this is such a joke. You're seeing this.
Another book you gotta write. Another book you gotta write. I'm leaving this one for you. It's a Mexican gay dude. He jumps over it takes place during World War II, and he jumps over the wall to save Jews from the concentration camp.
Right, and he like hurls them back over the wall.
Mm-hmm. And then he falls in love with a Nazi officer and has sex with him. Graphically for a lot of time.
For like 20 pages.
Dude, I'm watching Mindhunter right now. It's the worst beginning of a TV show I've ever seen. It's a show about a guy trying to figure out how to prevent serial killers from becoming serial killers.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting things. A lot of really enthralling
narratives. Watched the first season, I think, when it came out a couple of years ago. I remember it being good. I tried watching the second season, and then one character just like started being a lesbian, so I'm like, I'm out.
Dude, it's such a good like idea. There's so many good things about that show, but it like the first episode is almost entirely focused on him like banging some hippie chick from college who studies sociology.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's like 80% of the episode at least, dude. And you keep having these detours during the middle of the episodes for him to deal with his retarded hippie chick.
Yeah.
And I want to kill myself every time it happens. And then he's like, there was one scene where like, oh, he's doing something regarding his work. Then it cuts to him like giving his girlfriend like head for like 20 seconds. And she's like, oh, you're like bad. You don't know how to give head. And then it ends. And then it moves back to the normal narrative. Why was that there?
I don't know. I think like, this is definitely like very recent, but every show has to have some sort of sex happen in every episode.
Oh, dude.
My parents are watching a show from 10 years ago, and it doesn't have that. So it's very recent.
Yeah, and it's I learned recently what made me want to go back to watching it was that I found out it was directed by the same guy who did Seven, Zodiac, and Fight Club. And I thought, okay, that guy's great.
Yeah.
That guy's like really good. And yeah, he is. But I bet whoever's storyboarding that show forces him to make do sex scenes.
Yeah, there's some sort of quota, I think. Almost like, dude, as part of the contract of being on our network or whatever.
I friggin' bet.
You will have to put sex, some sort of sex thing in every episode.
Because he had multiple opportunities to put in obscene sex scenes in Fight Club. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But the only sex scene is all like blurred out and weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously it's not because he was forbidden. That movie wasn't PG.
Yeah.
He could have done that. He didn't need to censor it, but he did. So he's not retarded. I know it's not his fault. It's probably whoever's storyboarding that thing.
I'm really surprised. That's why I'm so surprised by Stranger Things. They don't even have that. The only thing is with, Steve and Nancy, which is super comparatively tame, and it's for a purpose in the actual show.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it eventually is going to happen, if you're going to have, some sex scene in season 4. It's going to come out.
Yeah, that's
really bad news, I guess. But more,
I guess, because they'd have to juxtapose it against, because the way they do the narrative is like there's four stories going on at the same time, so it'd go like from the adult story, like banging, to like kids hanging out in the mall or something.
Hey, you want to go ride a bike? Yeah. And then it's like Will's mom getting banged by fat guy, whatever his name was.
Oh gosh, yeah, Bob. By Bob the Builder, getting banged.
Yeah, Bob the Bang Bus.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's gonna get increasingly like the kids show for kids. Next, right next is sex bang, boob, sex yes. bang boob
sex.
Vagina.
Sex bang boob.
That's
the name of my production company.
I was so pissed off when I was watching The Punisher and the Arab guy kept banging everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it always showed it. It never skipped a sex scene with the Arab.
Mm-hmm.
Like him and another like Indian or an Arab chick banging for like at least 10 minutes total.
Yeah, it's always like it was a bumblebee dump from the first season.
Yeah, Indira Patel,
the FBI Badira chick,
Dibu Dabu, Badira Dibu Dabu.
What's her actual name?
What's her name?
And then the second season is another colored chick who's like a therapist. His therapist.
I remember her name rhymed. It's like Igger to Bigger.
Oh. Dina Madani.
Yeah, not exactly a rhyme, but good enough, I guess.
Oh, that's so retarded sounding. Oh, gosh.
Dibu Madingas.
Yeah, Abu Dhabi. Bumblebee-doo, baby.
Abu Dhabi Bumblebee.
Oh, God.
Dude, it's funny. There's a lot of really funny, weird stuff. First off, Dina Madani, she's like an Arab. And then the guy who she has to work with is like a very Jewish guy called Sam Stein.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's like solving the Israel-Palestine conflict in the show. And then there's a tech guy. There's a like a guy who knows a lot about tech. And the given name is Microchip. That's his nickname.
Really?
Microchip. Yeah, that's his given name. Like it's barely used in the show because I guess people notice how retarded it was, but his given name is Microchip. And then there's the black guy without a leg, and then there's the Arab who's actually not Arab in real life, but I guess they blackfaced him for the show.
Oh yeah, Ben Barnes. He's an English guy, but he looks like Middle Eastern in the show.
Yeah, his name is Benjamin Thomas Barnes. None of that is Arab. It's
Prince Caspian in the Chronicles of Narnia based.
He was also Dorian Gray. I watched that movie. It's about Satan and worshiping him.
That's crazy.
Something like that. It is a good movie, though. The guy starts, like, killing people. His mother is Jewish, South African? That was crazy.
Sorry. Sorry, Miss Bramble. I'll be quiet.
Oh, she was Jewish? Okay. Let me see. Oh, yeah, there's a, like,
a regular white guy IRL. What the flip?
Oh, yeah, there's, like, an over-the-top right-wing guy. The internet is ruled by the Jews, or whatever he said. Remember that first season?
Really?
Yeah, like, there's a, like, the vet meetup, there's one fat white guy who trolls the other white guy who becomes a Unabomber or something. He starts saying he's a vet. He's not actually a vet. He's pretending to be a vet.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he's pro-gun. Like, Stolen Valor, and then,
Stolen Valor anti-Semite, because that's really common, I guess.
Yeah, Stolen Valor anti-Semite NRA member. That's
because when people are concerned enough with their public image to do Stolen Valor, they also decide to be publicly anti-Semitic.
And then Lewis, who's the he's not Unabomber. What's the other guy's name? Timothy McVeigh. He bombs a place. After killing the Stolen Valor guy and the Timothy McVeigh character, he's like, yeah, I looked you up on the internet. You're not actually a vet. And then the NRA anti-Semite guy says, you know, the internet is controlled by the Jews, right?
Nice. Yeah, Lewis Wilson. Yeah, he does look very like mousy. The cast are really good. Like, sort of meek looking, but insane.
Oh, no. That's the crazy guy, Bomber.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Who's the anti-Semite? Oh, yeah.
Let me see.
There's also Dibu Dabu's mom, who's like dying all the time. She sounds like she smoked 1,000 cigarettes and shot herself in the throat with a shotgun. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Dibu Dabu. Dibu Dabu. I sort of remember her talking to her mother, but I remember her going like, actually, I sort of remember that.
Yeah, when she gets hit by a truck.
Oh yeah, Sam Stein, oh, super Jewish.
Oh yeah, Delaney Williams, his name is O'Connor in the TV show.
Dang, he plays
like your standard white American.
Sam Stein and Dr. Levi Zinberg. Nice.
Wow. That's his typecast. He's a Jewish guy. Yeah, over-the-top Jewish.
I wouldn't expect, like, normal people be noticing that or even care about that. Matching
it really
that
is strange how, like, how prevalent Jewish characters are in media when there's basically no Jewish people in real life.
Yes.
I haven't met a single Jew in my whole life, physically.
I did, because I went
to
places.
Exactly.
Schools that were, like, chock full of them. Okay, who's
Doobie
Doobie
Doobie?
This guy looks
so Jewish. He must be Jewish. If he's not Jewish, that's surprising.
Farah Madani?
Yeah, Farah Madani.
She speaks like, I got it over my track.
I don't like you going doing that, because I'm very concerned about you, my daughter.
I got to be a truck.
No, she doesn't get hit by a truck, dude.
I got raped.
Dino gets hit by a truck.
She, like, I got raped
and
hit by
you
a truck.
Get shot by an Arab or something. That killed the Palestinians, whatever she's saying to her daughter.
But yeah, because they're Jewish, they would have killed Palestinians.
I don't even know.
I don't know.
Dr. Levi Zinberg. How can you get more Jewish than Levi Zinberg, dude? Moishe Slobenstein? So slob on my Knobenstein?
Oh, definitely Ashkenazi.
Slob on the Knobenstein.
Slob on the Knob. Slob on the Knobenstein. Oh, I can spell that, actually. Slap a Banabastine.
Slap a Banabastine, dude. Wow.
Is that the real name? Oh, gosh.
Slobbin Manobenstein. I tried looking it up and Google didn't show up. It's getting suppressed.
Banabenstein. Man. Oh, man. Madani. Got a last name that, bro.
I put the wet in the big wet one.
That's true, actually. It's a factual statement.
It's not rape if I have swag. Swagapino from the Swagapines. Filipino from Philadelphia.
Oh gosh, I feel schizophrenic.
E for United States of America.
That's the grade you get. F for flaccid. E, United States of...
C for callously sexual with the teacher.
C for chlamydia.
C for clasping at my walls.
Clasping at my balls?
B for...
birth.
B for bombing Israel? B for... B for balls, or
yeah,
or I don't know.
Yeah, B for balls, P for penis. That should be the grades. It's pretty inventive.
A for astronomically smelly farts. F for flatulence.
Sorry, flaccid. Impressively scatological. Oh. I like that. Eschatology. Theological implications. Slobbin Manobenstein.
There are hundreds of allusions to Jesus and prophecies fulfilled by him in the Old Testament. For instance, among the most frequently cited prophecies is from the prophet Isaiah. Originating perhaps in the 8th century before Christ, Isaiah wrote, "The Lord will give you a sign, the virgin will conceive a child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, God is with us. Mary will bear a son and you are to name him Jesus because he will save people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, they shall name him Emmanuel." Huh. Oh, and I didn't hear about... Okay, so that's like... That's a... Isaiah. That's an Old Testament book? Dude, this is like... Final. This is pretty final. That the virgin will give birth. This is... How could this not be correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why they called eschatology. E for eschatology. Eschatological. Eschatological. It's up for a moment. Okay, so from the story thing, how do we get at medieval popularity? Do they just have the archetypes right? It had been long enough of gathering all the stories, and then they had really good ones. Oh yeah, and they had knights and dragons. Very, a lot of those ideas sort of originated.
I thought this, and I didn't tell you because I was already off the computer. When you have some phenomenal occurrence in your life, and you haven't figured out what that means yet, you keep going back to it. So there, I think that's, you know, phylogeny thing. History is like our memory. The collective of people is like a person. To make a full body out of it, if we keep going back to medieval times, it's because there was something there that we didn't get, that we're still trying to figure out, and we haven't. And I bet that's the same thing with the 80s and why the 80s is so prevalent right now. There's something back in the 80s that was left unresolved that we keep going back to because we didn't finish it. It's unfinished. D for Dibu Dabu.
Oh gosh, Dibi Budabi. Dibu Dibu Do.
Yeah. Yo. Jimbo Jones rolled out of my mouth so easy, I couldn't believe it. Somebody had already came up with that name.
They did?
Yeah, I told you. It's a Simpsons character. It's the bully with the purple beanie.
What? There's a character in Simpsons called Jimbo Jones?
Yeah. His name is Quirky James Jones, and they call him Jimbo Jones.
What? That's insane. That's insanely racist. Yeah, he's a purple beanie.
They're also racist against Polish people. And yeah, they're pretty much racist against Polish people in Simpsons. Because Nelson, Muntz, and Kearney, Zizwich, they're both like Polish names, and they're like evil bullies. But yeah, I probably heard that at some point, and that name got stored in my head until I had to talk about that black guy who died.
Yeah. Man, the human brain.
I already forgot his name, thankfully. I forgot his real name. I can only think of him as Jimbo Jones now. I've so successfully fixed history right now.
Police brutality against Porsche Ole Iwola, Jimbo Jones, and Daddy McDougal.
Who are you talking? Who's Daddy McDougal?
I don't know. Rolled out of my mouth.
The only one I remember is Ahmad Arbery, because his name was...
Oh, Armed Robbery?
Yeah, Armed Robbery. That's his name, dude. Ahmad Arbery. Dude, your name is Armed Robbery.
I'm learning how to read Cyrillic script. Ah, yes. Zdrasti, Sofia? I forget what Zdrasti means, but I remember
your vid came out the same day as Gary's Mailbag and Friday Night's Alright, and the Wayne Dupree Show. So that's 4 videos in a single day. Why can't your stuff go up? Yeah, you really gotta talk to Gavin. He's gotta fix this.
Zdravstvo means hello. Oh, does that come from like Zdravstvo?
I don't know what exactly is the order of the people who show up on the thing, on the whatever that is. The little, like, these are our people that we got on our side thing. But you are consistently the last one.
I see. On the what thing?
When you open censor.tv, there's like a thing you can slide to the right.
Oh, yeah. A slideshow.
You're always the last one. Yeah.
Dang, discrimination.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what we get for being...
retarded.
Insane.
I'm sorry, gay. No, cool. At the show list, though, I'm at the top.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool.
Give me my motherflipping money, Gavin. Oh my gosh. Man.
So you do see your comments and censor at TV? I check them. I don't know if Sophia does.
I don't, yeah, you check them. I can see them. I don't really look at them, though.
The 1980s was the only decade since the 50s wherein our birth rate equaled our death rate. I also think it's the only decade in which we were progressing in technology and still doing it in a healthy way.
No.
So what happened with no videos going up for like a month and a half? Did that happen?
Let me check the dates on them. That's probably because I've been making like a bunch of videos every month. I'm backed up two videos right now. Straight up constipated. I have two videos to upload.
Jeez, man. Man, did you already film Amnesia? I want to edit that one ASAP.
I gotta film it.
Can you do it today?
I don't know.
See if you can. I really like the result of when I edit videos. They get really snazzy. And I don't get to do it that often anymore.
Yeah, because less lower. Memes. Well, I think I did the follow one pretty nice. Did it some justice.
You know I always conceal the pickle.
No, I always keep that pickle concealed. I got a concealed carry license for my pickle. We got a lot of viewers.
I got a concealed carry license for my pickle. Yeah. How do you feel about that? I need a concealed carry
license. I'm packing heat. For my pickle. Dangerous. My 10 meter long wiener. I put in a pocket dimension so it doesn't like slip out of my pants. While back, like during the summer. I don't know. What was Sandy Hook and what is 9/11?
Yeah, I thought 9/11 was just, like, racket. Just making a lot of money for a guy, for a Jewish guy.
Yeah, and but also, they had to help him do that. Did they? They had to owe him something or something. Larry Silverstein being crazy.
And also, archive burn, because there's a lot of debt in the Pentagon. No, wait, am I right? Yes, I am.
Oh, yeah, they blew up all the data stuff.
Yeah, and also
there has to be something to more than Iraq. That's also true. Like that. It feels like there's something more.
And I think the fourth column of that is, worshiping Satan somehow.
Yeah. I don't know, the Twin Towers thing freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, people keep going back to it. I bet that there's some esoteric meaning to it.
Yeah, they were not figuring out. Yeah, it's in the Esoteric Hollywood book, the thing I sent you yesterday. It's in a film analysis, The Shining. And it's like, oh, bruh. Also possible the twins have a Twin Towers significance. There's like twins in the movie. Danny has a premonition of dying.
My contact in Hollywood said it was a part of a 7-year cycle. 9/11, 2001, economic collapse, and Obama in 2008, Islamic invasion in 2015. That's a good theory.
I've heard stuff about time cycles. I never looked into it, though. Like, cycle of conflict happens every so many years. Since in Masonry, the twin pillars are Jochen and Boaz, which signify a doorway or portal to the temple. So somehow, the temple of friggin' Satan? I don't know. They're crazy.
If it is Satan, then to explode them, wouldn't that mean, like, opening up the gates?
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking, like, did they open a portal or something? By doing 9/11? Oh, gosh, man.
Like, of all things to blow up, why the towers? And why those? I don't know. Why those two towers? There's like 11,000 towers in the WTC, weren't there?
World Trade Center? There's like a bunch of towers. I mean, there was Tower 7, which is weird because it didn't get hit by a plane. And it fell. This makes one puzzle given the title of Kubrick's masterpiece, 2001, A Space Odyssey, and the events of September 11, 2001, as will be seen in the following chapter. Let me look at the reference for this. And then I made the mistake of looking into Sandy Hook yesterday. Aw, oh, jeez, dude. Hoffman, Secret Societies, 1115. Oh, I know what that book is. Secret Societies of Psychological Warfare, I think. I may be wrong. Yeah, Michael A. Hoffman. Pages, I knew I needed to order this book. Pages, 11 to 15. There's also a book called, 9/11 as Mass Ritual. Most dangerous book in the world. It's sort of corny looking, but I think probably some interesting tidbits there. But, yeah, I never looked into the Sandy Hook stuff before. Yesterday, there was some pretty strange things. Like, a lot. Like, I watched, a 2.5 hour thing on double speed. And I think they, tried to arrest some of the guys who are involved in the making of it. Weird. Weird. I don't know. I need to retrieve my books from California. I got some good ones in there. But yeah, waking up 6 a.m. and getting coffee and reading. Pretty nice. Eating only meat and eggs. Pretty nice. Independent media solidarity. We need to talk about Sandy Hook. Yeah, there's a lot of corny editing in it, but there's some interesting things. I have a Carl Jung book called Man and His Dreams, and I also have this big symbolism book. Might just be called The Book of Symbols. Super cool. And also a book called Quadrivium. What else do I have? Can't remember, but some good ones that'd probably be useful to read. Just good getting back into information sponge mode. Basically spent all of yesterday trying to figure out what we have stories even for. And that'll be a gateway to talk about medieval fantasy and the Elder Scrolls. Been dreaming a lot more? Ooh, what about? I noticed that I'm waking up at 6. I, remember my dreams less, because I think a lot of the dreams happen when I sleep in. At least the ones that I can remember. But it's good, because I usually get, terrorized somehow in my dreams. I mean, not, literally, but I don't know. Just seeing the same people over and over and over again. But sometimes I get really good ones. A lot of church tradition has been reliant upon oral tradition later recorded. The golden legend of many early saints, for example. If I sleep in, I'm guaranteed to dream, yeah. sicker I feel, the more vivid the dreams, and they're mostly all terrible. Yeah, I mean, you have more for your unconscious mind to, like, absorb and try to, make sense of, basically. Like, if you have more conflicts or things going on or unaddressed problems, then you'll start symbolically representing it. So your brain can... Essentially, it's almost like... I mean, every night you're doing the creative narrative process that attempts to unify your brain. So your unconscious presents you with some loosely organized series of events. Usually dreams are like, I don't know if this thing happened in this order or so. And so it's loose logic too. This thing turned into this thing. Doesn't really make sense. And then your conscious mind applies logic to it. And also you try to decipher its meaning. And then through that it becomes a story that can convey something about how you're supposed to fix your life or whatever.
I've returned.
Been having biblical dreams. Trial stuff, essentially. I used to have, like, weird dreams of Jesus in them when I was converting. I mean, I did have that one where it was, like, going through a jungle and arriving at a church.
Yeah.
Like a jungle full of trannies and weirdos. And then I get out of it. There's a church there. Like a year ago.
Okay, the WTC had 7 towers, and the ones that blew up were 1, 2, and 7. So 3, 4, 5, and 6. Nothing happened to them. And also the Pentagon. The Pentagon was for the archive burn. 7. I'm not sure what 7 was for. 1 and 2.
Okay, so then why did the terrorists go for 1 and 2, or just more? The terrorists. Why did they go for 1 and 2? Yeah. More people in them? Weren't those the main towers or something? Or more important than the others? But Tower 7 is completely dubious and unexplainable.
Of all places to hit, why would they hit the World Trade Center?
Yeah, why not just fly into the White House?
I mean...
They were able to hijack planes. They were able to hijack 2 planes. Why not fly them, like, and kill the freaking president? Like, what?
Yeah, it seems really weird.
Crazy one where I was part of a military platoon and I kept checking the chamber on my pistol. Were you worried that it was, like, empty or something? You're defenseless.
I the White House created hell disguised as a succubus, and a demon prince tore out my womb with his foot claw.
That's crazy. Disguised as a sexual predator almost, and then your womb, which is like proper sexuality, bearing fruit.
So that sort of tells me LARPing is not fake. If you pretend to be a succubus, you get your womb torn out, even though you were just pretending. You actually were also.
Yeah, LARPing is... I mean, yeah, you can't really put a layer, like, in between it. It is essentially, we've been LARPing since forever. People acting out things before they know them. So they feel like it.
My brother has weird dreams. He once dreamed that Assad paid PewDiePie to steal Erdogan's chocolates from the Turkish parliament's basement. That means you're healthy mentally, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Like I'm most happy when I'm having, like, minion plane crashing GTA tower dreams. Like doing 9/11 in a minion plane. That's the best sorts of dreams. If it makes zero sense, then it's just a very, like... There's no conscious order applied to it. There's no, like, there's nothing from your consciousness in it. You know, it doesn't pick up on any problems in your consciousness, so it's really spitballing completely. It's good. Don't have anything to take care of. Hope that doesn't mean I'm a succubus. Well, I think it's, I mean, maybe it's some sort of warning about pretending to be things and becoming them when you don't intend to.
That's what I think. Burned alive by an exploding star? Isn't that Satan?
exploding star, Lucifer?
When a star gets way too bright, that's a supernova, and then it becomes a black hole. Yeah. That's Satan. So getting burned alive, an exploding star is also pride. The star gets too bright, tries to be the brightest, becomes a black hole instead. Interesting. Why did they bomb WTC? Wasn't it just an attempt? But anyway, that's also a good question.
Yeah, were they trying to open portal then? How long have they been trying to open a portal? The gateway.
Been having this idea of black magic and stories and how it is identical to weirdo science freaks from porn and weird sex stuff. It's like the mistake of dealing with the power. So out of your control, it's almost funny. I don't know. I'm just thinking, Pentagon was for 4 billion missing. Tower 1 and 2 must have been for Jachin and Boaz opening up the gates of the Temple of Solomon. Tower 7 is way out of my reach. That's just straight up vanishing them.
Tower 7, didn't it have like FBI, CIA stuff in it?
Oh, maybe that would be a good reason. I don't know, though. and then claiming it was Arabs was for Iraq.
I watched like the few times I would wake up at 6, like when I was still going to Redwood. One time I watched a 9/11 like conspiracy documentary, so I think I should watch that again. Figuring that sort of stuff out before going to school, it makes you feel like you're an alien.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking about.
Normal people.
Fresh on your mind.
Test, and I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, they're opening hell portal by killing 2,000 people. Yo.
You're opening. Okay, so there is this ancient, like, hermetic and Kabbalist tradition of Jachin and Boaz that survived through a bunch of witches, and then they redid that because Jews are Satanists. They redid that with Tower 1 and 2 and 9/11 in order to open the portal to hell, that hell being war, the Iraq war, which is why they blame the Arabs on. You look to the side and you see somebody watching a TikTok.
Yeah. That was a pretty good feeling, though. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's really enjoyable.
Walking through the locker room, girls are vaping. I'm thinking. Okay. Tower 7 was 47-story building. You don't care about the mother-flippin' architecture. What was in it? Tenants. Developer Larry Silverstein signed Drexel Burnham Lambert as a tenant to lease the entire 7 World Trade Center building for $3 billion over a term of 30 years.
There's a black and a white one. One with a black globe and one with the normal globe. Freemason symbols on the black one.
Oh, yeah. White pillar, black pillar. As above, so below, you know, all the crap. Opposites. Weird dualism. It's actually urged so when I had that dream, I volunteered to take the place of one of them, Hunger Games style. And yet I was the succubus.
I can't remember most of my dreams too. Rarely.
What time do you wake up? You get up early?
I get up whether I get up early or late, I tend to not remember my dreams, but I remember them more when I wake up late.
No. Some more REM sleep in the morning. You don't really have to sleep anymore. So your brain is like, yeah, whatever. Just dream. Not in the first dream. I was a succubus in the second when I was 32. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't open exactly to hell. It opens to the temple where they communicate with demons.
What does that even mean, though?
So it opens the temple in which they communicate with demons. So it's like there is an intermediary there.
Which
so
temple?
So what would be the temple?
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Would be the temple? It's Solomon's temple.
Okay, so it's a sacrifice for access. Like, I'm gonna sacrifice 3,000 people to you.
A And then the entrance of the temple is wide open, so they can conduct. Or is that, I don't know. Yeah, sounds about right. And Solomon being the guy behind the Lesser Key of Solomon, etc.
So yeah, it seems that the choice of the first two towers was simply based on super dense amount of people. A large amount of people. And if you hit the towers, you kill them all really easy. Yeah. Because I don't know, what could be more efficient? A whole burnt offering, if you will.
What else is going on in the 80s? Reagan was president. Black people got on crack, so maybe another lost potential there was black people not being on crack. Which would probably change a lot of things nowadays. What else was happening in the 80s?
Also the meaning of Gemini in Babylonian mythology. Let me look at that. It's the same Jaukin Boaz. Babylonian mythology, P.P. Meister.
Authentic key to the door of Freemasonry. Calculated not only for the instruction of every new made Mason, but also for the information of all who intend to become brethren, the fourth edition.
In Babylonian astronomy, the stars Castor and Pollux were known as the Great Twins. Okay, so that's what the Shining Connection is.
The destruction of Jachin and Boaz. Who destroyed them? Is their destruction even a thing? And
Okay. The twins were regarded as minor gods and were called Mishlampea and Ligurlia, meaning respectively the one who has arisen from the underworld and the mighty king. Both names can be understood as titles of Nergal, the major Babylonian god of plague and pestilence who was king of the underworld. Okay, so two demon twins. Well, that's pithy. Side by side in the constellation.
Okay, so in Tarot, the card with Tarot? Them is the High Priestess.
Oh, yeah. That. Remember that.
Or the Popess. And that's funny.
That's funny. Reminds me of Gnostic Sophia thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one pillar on each side, black and white. They sort of like a inverted Mary figure. They like perverting her. A lot. What does the High Priestess card meaning?
Mm-hmm. 1993 bombing. The Twin Towers blew up.
Intuition, sacred knowledge, divine feminine, the subconscious mind.
Let me just look up 9/11, Jachin and Boaz, see if anybody...
Only the initiated may enter.
Wait, did they rebuild the towers?
I think so. Right?
Didn't they just leave the hole where it was before?
Did they? Look it up.
Well.
Okay, this is weird. There are pomegranates in the High Priestess card. The pomegranates on the veil are a symbol of abundance, fertility, and the divine feminine, and are sacred to Persephone, who ate a pomegranate seed in the underworld and was forced to return every year. Return to the underworld. That's interesting. On either side of the High Priestess stands two pillars marking the entrance to the sacred mystical temple, also associated with the Temple of Solomon.
Okay, so the two towers are wrapped in aluminum alloy that looked like one of those things that to tune instruments. You know what I'm talking about?
Alloy that looks like one of those things to tune instruments. I think so. Like tuning fork?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tuning forks. Resonant hollow interior.
This does look like tuning forks. What the flip? That's crazy.
Because imagine... Oh, come on, man. I wonder what frequency they were.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I never looked out. I had that as one of my questions, but to look into music and frequencies and what exactly is up with that. Frequency, 666 hertz. Oh, that's nice. I like that. No, She holds a scroll with the letter Torah, signifying the greater law? Dang. Okay, yeah, definitely has something to do with the pillars, and the Gemini constellation. Castor and Pollux.
When you see two pillars like that in any form, this is what it represents. And the destruction of the WTC towers represents the destruction of these two pillars holding up the entrances. The destruction of the base of this old system and the building of the update to the system symbolically says we can build up the system with our force and strength. We can tear it down and rebuild it in any way we see fit. Okay, so it's the destruction of... And it's interesting that it was replaced with, like, two... It was replaced with two, like, hollowed out black cubes, like, upside down, literally into the floor.
Uh-huh.
That's like the monument, the memorial monument.
Yeah.
It's just like the exact like hole in the floor was the size of the tower going down.
Let me see. This twin towers.
So I suppose it's the replacement of classic evil mysticism with the modernized version of it.
Huh? What the f- It's a hollowed out little like waterfall space with a black cube in the middle. That's awesome.
Yeah, so
I'm
this
freaking
guy
out because of how awesome it is. The guy who made it is who made this? Chief architecture critic Michael Kimmelman.
Oh, that's interesting. Kimmel?
Dude.
It's an update to this to the old Freemason system. Of mysticism. I guess that's like just a fight. I wonder how friendly Freemasons and Jews are. I wonder if they're not. That would be funny.
Oh gosh. They just love. What? Is there an explanation to why they put a hollowed out cube?
No idea. Okay, so. Oh, nice. From the ashes of 9/11, the elite exploited this event to its fullest potential and used it as the excuse to remove the last vestiges of the old system via extremely brutal and viciously evil wars on the old Middle Eastern countries, whose cultures are far too old to be destroyed, and so the people must be. For those who are unaware, Iraq is the site of Babylon, a very old culture with ancient archives and relics that give many clues as to the old system and some ancient wisdom important for understanding the system. However, during the Iraq War, the invading soldiers systematically destroyed or looted nearly every old archive, relic, and document in Iraq. Many of them to be sold to private bidders who had already bagseed the items long before the Iraq War even started.
Yeah, it seems like every war, they love going in there and destroying historical documents. I mean, they even did with the Nazis. Just destroying paintings for no reason. War of 1812, destroying the Library of Congress, no reason. Wasn't there a great library of Alexandria or something? What was it called? Burned it down? Why? Don't you want to keep that once you conquer it? Then the library is yours? No.
Yeah, no use.
Just no use. There's all sorts of crazy knowledge in here that we could use to do Nah, I don't care. Not only do I not care, I'm gonna destroy it. Right.
Hidden agenda had all to do with George Washington's heaven or his celestial lodge, also known secretly as GW8, pointed blazing star ramp fan, International Space Station Alpha Lucifer George Washington.
Okay, so the claim is this is like a steel building, and there was debris from the other towers.
Wait, what?
That caused it to hold on. Yo, this is crazy. So debris came from Tower 1 and 2 that flew over to Tower 7.
Yeah, that's a theory.
Hmm? And check out where Tower 7 was in relation to Tower 1 and 2. I think he'll be very pleased. Huh. So Tower 1 and 2 are falling, and the debris like curves over here, and then it hits Tower 7 with enough force to destroy it. But 6
must
and
have been
5,
a strong gust of wind.
6 and 5 and 4 and 3 didn't go down. That's crazy.
Must have been a really strong gust of wind in the direction of Tower 7.
Woo! Yow!
And I guess that gust of wind didn't put the fire out either. Or, like, I don't know. 88 beams of blue light into the night sky towards George Washington Celestial Launch secret. Okay, the George Washington Monument in D.C., known as his phallic symbol. That is a good question, why they put an Egyptian obelisk as the George Washington
Monument. And it's gigantic. It is incredibly long, to the point where, how did they even construct it?
Which measures 555 feet. And the George Washington Alexandria Masonic Lodge, or Temple Number 22 in Virginia, that measures 333
feet. The height is 555 feet?
Let me see that.
The height of the Washington Monument is 555 feet? On the dot.
Height. It is. Oh, it is. Wow. Okay. And the height of the George Washington Alexandria Masonic Lodge, or Temple Number 22, measures 333 feet in height.
Huh. That's weird. Ah!
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Weird. Okay, this guy's... Okay. This guy is getting me riled up now. Unknown to many, 888 plus 888 equals to a 1776. Which is to when the foundation of the New World Order conspiracy time capsule and cornerstone was laid in New York City. Yo! The Georgia Stones. What was that called? The Georgia Guidestones.
I didn't even know there's a place called the George Washington Masonic National Memorial.
Yeah, he was a straight up Mason, dude.
Yeah. It's a huge David-like statue of him in the...
Okay, this person, whoever wrote this, is getting me interested in what he's talking about right now.
Seven into floors, the then a sky. Chapel, then a pyramid? Yo, that's crazy. Wasn't George Washington just a war guy? Didn't he fight battles?
Guess not.
Why are they creating all these huge things to him?
Isn't there a whole state named after him?
Yeah. It's the first president. It's crazy. Yeah, none of the other first president, you know, like beginning presidents.
What?
Have anything like that to them?
Unknown to many, David Spangler. David Spangler. Who's David Spangler? American philosopher. September the 11th, 2001 tragedy simply related to when George Washington started the Battle of Brandywine, which was on the 11th of September, 1777. The building of George Washington's five-pointed Eastern Star Fortress called the Pentagon.
Yeah, why'd they make it a Pentagon anyways?
Once again, it was on the 11th of September, 1941, which led to the declaration of the New World Order as a rule of law by Thousand Points of Light President G.H.W. Bush and his secret shadow government, which was once again on the 11th of September 1991. Is this a coincidence or a deliberate New World Order conspiracy act of the false prophecy above? Amazingly, 10 years later, on the September 11, 2001, the two pillars of New York City known as the World Trade Center, secretly known as Boaz and Jack Kin, was utterly destroyed. At night, it was lit up in red, simply meaning the world has accepted Esau, the red hairy one, as Israel.
Where are you reading from? Can I get the link?
This, I think, yeah. This, it's a lot of like weird stuff here, but some of it's panning out, so I'm interested now.
Rise and fall of the King Solomon pillars, Boaz and Jachin on September 11, 2011.
The South Tower has to be the eye-opener and clue to this Masonic act, as it openly displayed the steel structure of two Bulkan on top of it. Pillars of Boaz and Jachin represented...
I shouldn't laugh when I see pictures of the plane right about to hit the tower. This is good. It's slapstick, okay? All right.
Okay, there's 70 people watching here, guys. I think that.
Okay, that's so not the there's 330 the Masonic National Memorial, 333 feet, plus Washington Memorial, 555 feet, 888 feet, 88 beams of blue light. What's going on here? We never focused on eight much.
Yeah.
What's up with eight?
What's up with the number eight? Well, we've pretty much equated seven with God. And seven in the Bible is related to completeness. To insert an eight means there's like level above. Which is exactly the kind of thing a Satanist would do.
Unknown to many, 888 plus 888, 1776. That's weird.
That is weird.
Foundation of the United States. Declaration of Independence, whatever.
Unknown to many, Ra in the Egyptian means Lucifer, the son of the morning, Osiris. Universal Freemasonry is based upon the 613 Jewish Torah commandments. That's interesting.
Bunch of stuff happening on 11 September.
What? Among other honorifics, George Washington, known as Agent 7-Eleven? Okay, so George Washington had a code name, Agent 7-Eleven. 7-1-1, I guess.
Agent 7-Eleven? Why is 7-Eleven called 7-Eleven anyways?
Is this fake? Am I like reading fiction? No, Culper Spy Ring. I never heard about this. The Culper Ring was an American Revolutionary War spy ring. And his... name, his code name in this spy ring was Asian 711. How did I not hear about this?
I'd never heard about that.
Dude, you just studied the Declaration of Independence and all that in colonial America. Did you not hear about this at all?
No, they never said anything about a spy ring or spying.
Hercules Mulligan was recruited to spy for the Continental Army in New York City by Alexander Hamilton. Agent 7-11, how can this be? Come on, man. September is... I don't know if you know this, but September is originated in Latin. It means, like, the seventh month.
Sept. Oh, yeah. Sept.
11. 7-11. Come on, man. Come on, man.
September 11th? 7-11?
No, this is, like, fake. This looks like this whole article has, like, a lot of schizo-looking stuff and wording, but... Well, like some parts of it are worrying me.
What were
right
all the things that happened on September 11th? Let me read this. September 11th, 2001 tragedy, simply related to when George Washington started the Battle of Brandywine, which was on the 11th of September, 1777. The building of George Washington, five-pointed Eastern Star Fortress called the Pentagon. Once again, it was on the 11th of September, 1941, which led to the declaration of the New World Order as a rule of law by 1,000. Points of light, President H.W. Bush in a secret shadow yacht government, which once again was on the 11th of September, 1991. And then 10 years later, September 11th, 2001.
7-Eleven changed its name to reflect its new hour, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Is this like updating America to the new mode? Is this what it's about?
Which mode?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Steel structure of Tubalcain? What is the steel structure of Tubalcain?
Structure of Tubalcain. I every time I read it, I think, oh, this sounds retarded. But then I look it up, and then it's something.
Mm-hmm. Steel structure of Tubalcain on the South Tower. At night, it was lit up in red, simply meaning the world has accepted Esau, the red hairy one, as Israel. Blade 11, okay. The number of the four Freemason-bound aircraft, Flight 11, 77, 93, and 175. Flight 11 and 77, are you kidding me?
Are you? No.
Those are the flight numbers! Okay, so wait, two of them failed, right? Flight 11, 77, 93, and 175 tell this true story that it was an act of George Washington, New World. Okay, Flight 11 relates to when George Washington was born on the 11th of February, 1732. Flight 77, right, the Battle of Brandywine. Flight number 93, George Washington laid the Masonic Luciferian Cornerstone and Time Capsule at the Capitol Building in 1793.
Perpetrators, Al-Qaeda.
This is funny to me, I don't know.
Al-Qaeda. Yeah, like pictures of Osama bin Laden, I only remember them from like flash games in the internet and jokes. You look at him, you don't think guy, you think some fake image thing.
Yeah, it looks like, he's smiling like a retard.
Cartoon.
It looks like one of those faces created by an AI. I forget what site it's
called.
Yeah,
it looks like some fake cartoon. Like a cartoonist made that up.
Osama bin Laden? I mean, really? Osama? Obama? thing. Osama bin Laden. Looks super happy in the picture. He's not a terrorist. I trust him. He looks trustworthy. Yet unknown to many, George Washington's monument in D.C. George Washington's monument in D.C. measures 555 in height, yet secretly it measures all 111 feet under the ground. What? Is that part of the mud flood thing? Is there like a underground compartment to the monument? BRB checking it out. A 55-foot obelisk attracts some 800,000 visitors each year. Stop telling me about eight.
Okay, the letter to America by Osama bin Laden. He explicitly stated that Al-Qaeda's motives for their attacks include the number one, U.S. support of Israel.
What did you say?
Motives? The first motive bin Laden cited for attack in America was U.S. support of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Support of Philippines against Muslims in the moral conflict. Support of the attacks against Muslims in Somalia. Support of Israeli aggression against Muslims in Lebanon. Support of Russian atrocities against Muslims in Chechnya. Was Osama bin Laden, did he have a point?
I don't know.
Did he exist? Was he a guy? I know his family was like rich and friends with the Bushes. I know the bin Laden, he's not a random guy. He's like the son of a bunch of rich aristocrats from the Arab world. And the people who did it, like, I remember hearing about this, the people who did it, like, they didn't have access to planes. They couldn't learn how to fly planes. So the theory, the official theory, is that they learned how to fly planes from, like, flight simulator. And I'm not kidding about this.
The frickin', I mean, yeah, that's a good question. How the frick did they know how to fly planes? And how would they get flight simulator in the Middle East?
Like, it's not easy to fly planes, especially when you're getting tailed by Secret Service planes. It's not really that easy to fly planes.
Yeah.
You're flying commercial planes. You get a commercial.
I mean, yeah, it's a plane that they hijack too.
Like, yeah, they hijack.
Nothing about is easier convenient.
And like, to hit a tower. I don't even know, man. Seems very crazy to me.
Oh, gosh. The completed monument was dedicated on February 21st, 1885, and officially opened on October 9th, 1888.
Okay, so the location of the George Washington Masonic National Memorial is in 101 Callahan Drive, and it's 101 meters tall. What is
Masonic
this,
Memorial?
Like... Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
What is this obsession with numbers, man?
They really like... what is it? I forget the name for it. Geometria or whatever? What is it called?
Gematria, yeah. Gematria, I guess.
The only A-related Torah thing which comes to mind is the fact that males were always circumcised 8 days after birth. So it's all about just cutting off baby penises?
two-headed eagle. Rose craw. Okay, so the Rosicrucians are basically the same thing.
Crashing a plane is not that difficult. Crashing a plane into the thing that you want to crash into. It's not like they got control of it and immediately crashed it.
Yeah, it wasn't like the plane was already flying low nearby.
Yeah, they had to fly it to the Twin Towers and then crash it into them. And like,
it wasn't like the original plan was like, flying really low right next to a really important place.
Yeah.
Oh no, Muslim, please don't take the wheel. And then it just like tilts to the side and hits it. That's a whole thing.
Yeah, they have to like, and they have to come at it right. It's not like they can circle around and try again. Like, they only get one shot.
Yeah, and there were four planes and they all hit something. There wasn't a plane that like just missed it and went like, woo.
Didn't two of the planes fail though?
Where and how? What does it mean fail? Did they get shot down?
I remember something about they're planning to do something and then I don't know, they crash or something.
And also, normal plane pilots, they have to be like in communication with the dudes. What do they do? Pretend to be American? Or did they not use a radio at all? And then nobody noticed? How long?
Okay, four passenger airlines were hijacked by 19 Al-Qaeda terrorists. Two of the planes crashed in North and South Towers. What about the other two planes? Third plane, American Airlines Flight 77, crashed into the Pentagon. Okay, so it was only one of them that failed. The fourth plane, Flight 93, was initially flown towards Washington and crashed into a field in Stony Creek Township, Pennsylvania, after passengers thwarted the hijackers.
Wait, Pennsylvania? Isn't it sort of far away?
What was the trajectory of the planes initially?
Yeah, because that seems like a long trip that the Muslims were just like moseying by for like 40 minutes.
It was flown towards Washington but crashed in Pennsylvania?
A gust of wind, I guess. Another one of those gusts of wind just flies you 40 million miles away from you. Another gust of wind.
What the
those gosh darn gusts of wind.
man, that's funny. Okay, Washington, D.C. I guess that's reasonable. Well, I mean, where did the plane start exactly? So they were in the midst of going to Washington, D.C., and then, like, Pennsylvania is, like, between that, so... Before they got there, the passengers were like, actually, I don't want this to happen. Bruh. Planes were from Florida? That wouldn't make sense, because Washington, D.C. comes before Pennsylvania. What does your state hate? Black people.
They almost border, yeah, but that's still like a long time for the hijackers to not be shot down, because they obviously took out the American pilots. What did they do? Dibu-dabu their way through the radio conversation? Hello, yes, I am American. Where is plane tower?
Where is tower? 9/11 7? Tower? Can you put it on my map?
It's like Uber. Where is tower 1-2 on the WTC and the Pentagon? So I can shoot it. I mean, I want that's to funny. Fly over it.
It's funny if you're Indian. Can you put the tower 7 on my map? I'm trying to fly into it. I mean, I'm going to visit.
Okay. I got Google Maps open. Can you please put Tower 1 and 2 from the WTC on my Google Map right now?
I need WTC.
Alexa, point me to WTC on Alexa, please.
Yo, what the fuck? Apparently, Seth MacFarlane was supposed to be on Flight 11. But he wasn't. Weird. Were they trying to assassinate Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah, that was the point.
They killed 2,000 people, but couldn't get Seth MacFarlane.
He was too high level.
Okay, and Mark Wahlberg was also supposed to be on there. What's up with all these celebrities supposed to be on the freaking flight? What the?
Okay. Unknown to many.
Hey, this is really anomalous.
555.5 feet high above the ground, which is 6,666 inches.
Multiple famous people decided to not go on the plane at the last minute.
Yeah, and Larry what Silverstein.
The? Yo.
What?
Oh, gosh, man. That's insane. Did somebody call them? Actually, don't go on Flight 11. We're going to freaking crash it into the Twin Towers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that happens. Larry Silverstein, he said two different things. Was his name Silverstein? Yeah, it was Silverstein. He was supposed to be in the tower when it got hit. And to one interviewer, he said, yeah, I was just taking, I just decided to not go to work and take a walk. And then he said, oh yeah, I was at the dentist. That day. So that's why I didn't die. And then yep. I believe he also said he was like getting coffee. You just told multiple different stories.
I didn't go on my flight that I paid several hundred dollars for and scheduled because I had to get coffee.
Oh, Larry Silverstein was supposed to be in the tower.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because he, well, he owned that tower. He was a guy who, you know, that's where he went every day. But that day, he was taking a walk in the dentist getting coffee, apparently.
Special dentist, you know, they have coffee in the dentist office waiting room.
Yeah, I guess he was taking a walk there.
I love the dentist office coffee. I go there every morning and get coffee.
I take a walk in the middle of my work day in my dentist's wait room so I can get some coffee.
Dude, it reminds me, man, there was one guy like with the Sandy Hook thing who was like, yeah, the kids came to my house. Like, he said a bunch of different things. They came to my house and I took them to the fire department. But they came to my house and I didn't call anybody about it. You know. And he said there were 6 kids. There was only 4. Oh, well, crap.
Did Mark Wahlberg beat the eyes out of a Filipino man? Something like that?
Yo. Oh man, he looks so insanely cracked now. Actress Leanne Littrell, wife of Backstreet Boy singer Brian Littrell, had also previously been booked on the flight, but like Wahlberg, changed her plans at the last minute. So like 3 completely unrelated famous people were supposed to be on the flight and canceled at the last minute.
In June 1986, then 15-year-old Wahlberg and 3 friends chased after 3 black children while yelling, kill the Igger, and throwing rocks at them. What a friend.
That's why I'd he got spared. I'd be friends with him. Yeah.
The next day, Wahlberg and others followed a group of mostly black 4th graders, taking a field trip on a beach, yelled racial epithets at them, threw rocks at them, and then summoned other white males who joined the harassment.
He summoned them.
Another racially charged incident occurred in April 1988. While high on PCP, then 17-year-old Wahlberg assaulted a middle-aged Vietnamese man on the street, calling him a Vietnam effing it, and knocking him unconscious with a large wooden stick. Wahlberg
Why?
Attacked a second Vietnamese man
Why
later the same
PCP?
Day, punching him in the eye. When Wahlberg was arrested and returned to the scene of the first assault, he told police officers, I'll tell you now, that's the mother effer whose head I split open. Noted that Wahlberg made numerous unsolicited racial statements about ooks and slant-eyed ooks. What?
What? Okay, Wahlberg was booked to fly on American Airlines Flight 11 on September 11, 2001, but his plans changed the day before and he canceled his reservation. He received public criticism for stating in an interview in 2012, if I was on that plane with my kids, it wouldn't have went down like it did. He He added that there would have been a lot of blood in that first class cabin, and then me saying, okay, we're gonna land somewhere safely, don't worry.
Yo, American hero Mark Wahlberg. He's like my favorite person now. Yo, if that hijacker was Vietnamese, guess what?
I would have straight up raped him while I let the plane fly into the towers.
Yo, if that hijacker was a black man or a Vietnamese man, he would have had another thing coming.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
There would be a lot of blood in that first class cabin. Oh, man.
Then I would say, okay, we're going to land now. Don't worry. Fantastic.
Yo, if I was in that plane, I would have landed it on a Vietnamese person's house.
Yo, that's stupid.
Yo, if I was in that plane and I was the hijacker, I would crash it into the ghetto.
I would kill all the black people. That's what I would do. Yeah, but
yo,
I would.
If I was in that plane, I would crash it into the housing project in the Bronx.
I have an internet connection, and I promise you, OBS will not be able to reconnect.
Okay, so September is Jewish New Year?
What do you mean? Jewish New Year, no such thing.
They have a different calendar.